Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
408 DGS. 1 hour from now, we're going to have Antone.
Keith Antone.
Mr. Mark Cox.
And Mark Cox.
And Mark Cox. It's been a while since Mark's been on the show. I'm going to berate him. And then we're going to do some Name That Thing, which I made up today. I have no idea how good or bad these things are. I've lost all ability to guess whether people can get them in one guess or not. But that's going to be a lot of fun. You want some fun facts before we do headlines?
Yes.
I'm going to make this fun fact a quiz.
Ooh.
How many pounds of poop does the average American generate per year?
You say pounds?
Pounds.
Man.
Let the bidding start.
Average American.
I'm going to say 40.
In a year. Okay.
I'm going 300.
300?
Damn, Sue.
I don't know.
Man, I need to start
running.
So
I'm guessing 300.
I'm going to split it right down the middle and say 150.
100 pounds.
Wow. Man, I thought I was going to get laughed at for saying 40.
Third of a pound a day. I mean, 40 pounds is a lot to look at.
That's what I was.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem like a lot for a year.
I guess you're right.
I was saying that because I was thinking like a half a pound a day. That's what I was trying to.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There are 4,700 species of frogs, and only one makes a ribbit sound.
What?
The frog that ribbits is native to California, so it's the one that sound engineers originally recorded for movies and television back in like the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
So we all grew up hearing ribbit.
Hmm.
But there's
no
only
way.
One out of 4,700.
Wow.
What'd you do?
Calling Balderdash on your
facts. Oh, really?
Facts.
Do you have anything there, Sue? You just...
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You're slashing out monosyllabically?
No, I think that's probably true. It's just amazing to me.
Oh, that's an amazing
sound. I thought you were calling. I thought you were calling BS.
Dave Glover a liar.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave Glover. Would I ever do such
a
thing?
Not Dave Glover. No. Just the fact. The source there.
The guy is facing charges for hitting a highway worker with a quote large pickle.
Oh no.
The guy was driving in Vermont on Tuesday and he threw a quote large pickle at a highway worker, and it hit him in the back, and it quote caused him pain. So the man is facing assault charges.
Why would this man throw a pickle?
Now, that's the normal guy question to ask. Why would a guy throw a large pickle at another man?
Yes.
I'm thinking that sounds like a hoot. I would love to drive by and throw a large pickle and hit someone in the back.
How would it cause pain? I'm not trying to be.
Well, I figure a large pickle probably weighs a quarter of a pound.
I guess if you like.
Well, I mean, you're moving at, say, 40, 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So
it's a great shot.
Could we not throw things at highway workers?
Oh, for the love of God, goody two shoes.
I mean, these poor people.
I don't think anyone in the DGS audience was on their way to throw something at, and then they're like, oh no, Sue Thomas seems to be pretty
well,
judgmental about that.
Just throwing it at somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
You ever been on a convoy road trip? You got friends behind you.
Oh yeah.
And you just where do you think I'm going with this, Sue?
Well, you asked if I'd been on a convoy road trip, and I was merely saying yes.
Okay, I thought you were like, oh, yeah, like the experience that I was about to describe, I thought you were co-signing before I even said it.
Nope.
Never trash, but things like that, food items especially that, you know, are not going to
toss a burrito.
Just out the window. The key is to go straight up and as high as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll hopefully hit them right in the windshield. right or right off the bounce right off the hood of their car.
Seems safe.
It's a lot of fun.
Maybe a roll of quarters.
I wouldn't suggest that. I certainly wouldn't suggest that.
You guys remember whenever Andrew wouldn't eat the pickle?
Yeah. That bothered me the other night in bed. Just
really?
Do we hear the sound?
I don't think
Blah.
So.
Blah.
Blah.
Wow.
Let's get him in here.
That's one of James's favorite things that I do. If I pretend I'm throwing up.
Really?
He knows I'm pretending.
Right.
But he already is playing along. Because it's kind of one of my go-to moves. Like one of the kids does something gross, I'll go like, bleh. And if he hears me doing the, bleh, he'll come run down the hall. Why are you throwing up, Dad? Why are you throwing up?
You know, tell him that Uncle Dave's coming over. I'm going to come over this weekend with a cantaloupe and do my whole cantaloupe throwing up thing for him.
Oh, he'd love it. That is right up his alley. Yeah.
He'll be laughing and yet kind of nauseated.
He's three. He loves, like, puke jokes. He loves fart jokes. He's already into all that stuff.
Can I just say, for 3 years, Dave has done nothing but criticize James and his khakis. And now that you figure out that he likes vomit stuff, you're like, Uncle Dave's going to come over and show him a trick or two.
I have no problem with that.
James laughing.
You see me coming.
James laughing at a fart is the worst thing that ever happened to Christine because... You know, you'll do anything to make a little baby laugh because it's so fun to hear them laugh. So,
Christine farts.
If I can't, no, I do.
Oh,
and she hates.
You ever heard Christine fart? Hey, don't you mark close on me.
I am going to say, I hope she's not listening. But of course, yes. Of course, yes.
Is it judgmental?
She would be horrified to hear me say that.
Is it just a bunch of judgmental wind? Just a frown coming out of her butt.
It's a sigh.
Yeah. It's the Marge Simpson. Like
she's definitely, yeah.
Hey, I found this.
It's in.
You got it. You got it, brother.
It's in.
You got it. You got it, brother.
So if you can't tell by the sound,
why are you throwing up, Dad? Why are you throwing up?
I'm like a scream vomiter, right? Like it's loud. It's disruptive. It's really upsetting to hear.
I'm curious why the pickle. I mean. A lot of people don't like pickles, but man, you...
There's something about them. Like, it's an aversion.
All pickles.
All pickles of all types. I mean,
When's the last time you swallowed any pickle?
Probably never in my life.
What can I do to get you to swallow a pickle? Man, if I had a nickel for every time I said that.
That is a really good question. Because I guess it's not all pickles. Because do you count cucumbers? Because like a nice cucumber water.
I'm not going down this road with you again.
No, a cucumber is not a pickle. It's not a pickle until it's been pickled.
Oh, man.
Correct.
I don't even know. I mean, if it's
That's
really
like
something.
That's like saying, Let's I don't do like it. Chicken, but I do eggs count? They're if very you, different.
It's like, all right, if you want me to swallow like a pickle slice from a burger or whatever. If it's really important,
no,
to you guys.
You're not paying him to do it because he wouldn't do it during the game.
I wasn't gonna say paid. I was just gonna say I'll do it for you guys.
Oh, okay.
No, you won't. You didn't do it during the game.
I can be back with the pickle in 3 minutes
because I didn't know how important it was to everybody that I swallowed
after
the dang pickle.
After I ate all those hard-boiled eggs,
I ate dog treats.
You,
we all ate
dog treats.
Dog
good.
Treats.
Yeah, they were pretty
okay.
good.
They're as good as any energy bar.
I would eat a whole dog treat.
Maybe a step below a graham cracker, but. Similar vibes.
I'd eat a pepperoni before I ate a pickle.
The fact that you have the brand name at the ready tells me you've already had a pepperoni.
I haven't, but they smell all right.
All right, here you go.
They smell okay.
Go pick your pickle.
Oh, God. But no, there aren't any pickles in there.
How do you know?
Because
there has been in the past.
What are you looking for?
A pickle.
They don't just have a pickle in the.
They
in
do.
You got the pickle slices.
But I don't trust you to get it because you'll throw them away.
Yes.
And come back and be like, they don't want any pickles.
Yes, that was what I was going to do.
All right. I'm going to text Stell to get me a pickle.
It's not going
to
be like a big one. It's going to be like a really tiny little chip of a. If I'm getting a big, like a whole pickle, I will eat like a chip off of that.
Stell's going to come in here and start making out with me. I'm sending him to say, hey, get me a pickle. He's going to be in here like, finally.
Yes, sir.
Headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Let's support our local restaurants and food producers. Look for local food at Schnucks. Now, I know you guys have been wondering. Now that Lori Loughlin is going to do a little bit of a jail stint for her part in the Varsity Blues scandal, what's going to happen on Full House?
Oh.
Fuller House, excuse me.
I had not
me.
Thought of that.
Hmm. I guess they're in their final season, and all those Full House heads out there can correct me if I'm wrong, but they had to write her out, and rather than saying, your Aunt Becky's in prison for a college admission scandal.
That would have been great.
They're just saying she's in Nebraska. So I just wanted to set some minds at ease. They handled it within the plot. Everything's carrying on as normal.
Is the jail she's going to be in Nebraska?
Well, that'd be...
Because at least that'd be kind of funny.
That'd be pretty cool. But I doubt that that's going to happen. There's a new number one in the App Store amid all the protests. Police radio scanner apps have surged in the past week or so.
I love listening to that.
Yeah, my dad had one. That was cool.
You know what? I used one of those for traffic, and they now put ads on them. I wondered why they did that in the last few weeks. I'm sure that's why.
Yeah, make some money.
Yeah.
Whenever I worked at Radio Shack, we sold police scanners, and then people would come in to have us program them as if I knew how to do it. And one day a lady came in at like 9 a.m., so we were still really busy on Black Friday, and wanted me to try to figure out how to program her police scanner app, and was not happy when I said, today of all days, I cannot dedicate 45 minutes to figuring this out for you.
Has anybody ever operated a ham radio?
Nope.
Or at least been around one?
I've been around one, yeah.
Are they cool?
Yeah, they're neat. That's the one where you like talking like this.
That's a CB.
Okay, so then no.
I have been around CBs, which are also cool.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa had one in his truck. His handle was Foxtail.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. But ham radios, they seem like something that I would be into if I ever.
You should do it.
What's the difference between a ham radio and a CB?
And you know what?
Completely different bands.
Yeah, they.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they. Ham radios can communicate with people anywhere in the world. Around the world.
That's cool.
And CBs are typically the way that truckers communicate. They're little.
Wonder if they still do.
It's a good question.
Now they just text. Man, I wish that there was a feature in cars that you could like dial into a radio system to talk to other cars if you opted in. Because there's so many times I wish I could just be like, hey, your gas cap is open. Or, you know, hey, that was uncalled for, sir. Now, you don't have to participate if you don't want to, but you could hop on. I don't know.
Just break right into their radio.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Just let them know what's going on.
Can't imagine any problems with that system.
That's why I'm saying you opt in. You opt in. Guys, does this
sound... What if you like the cut of someone's jib? You just want to tell them...
Hey, you look really pretty today.
Dave's would never turn off.
Nope. I'd never get anywhere.
You'd never get a moment...
I get it.
Never get a moment of peace.
Let's see here. I thought this was kind of a cute story.
I'll be the judge.
So Disney Springs is open. Tony, have you been to Disney Springs? This is the shopping and dining complex at Walt Disney World. They are open. They have Star Wars stormtroopers patrolling Disney Springs, telling people to social distance. So
that's great.
They'll call out to them like, stand back. It's really cute. I mean,
it's
normally
awesome.
That kind of stuff I think is cheesy, but I thought that was kind of an amazing idea.
Stormtroopers walk around like the Star Wars area of Hollywood Studios and
interact
like,
with people
and basically harass people, you know, like, hey, you're too close to that, step up, like, keep moving, citizen, like they mm-hmm. mess with you like a stormtrooper would. So they've just taken that now to Disney Springs, the shopping center, as a way to keep people social distancing. I think it's really funny.
So do you have to have a ticket to go into the shopping center?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if
no, it's just like a big outdoor mall.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just like a really big outdoor mall.
Guys, don't mistake your stimulus payment for junk mail. Apparently, a good percentage of people have done this and accidentally thrown their check away. And the government has also mailed out debit cards as stimulus payments. And people think that it's fake and throw it in the trash. So just keep your eye open. I got a letter from the IRS last week and I was very upset until I opened it. And I realized I had finally gotten that letter from President Trump, like explaining what the stimulus money was for.
Has anybody ever thrown away a large sum of money?
Sure, Sue has.
No, I haven't.
Probably on
just
purpose.
Just to watch it burn.
Yeah.
I don't feel like cashing that.
We threw away $150 once.
Oh, man.
Yeah. How?
Remember, I think the statute of limitations is run on this, but for years I was the go-to like sports betting guy in the office, mm-hmm. right? And it was one of those, it was like a one of the NCAA mm-hmm. basketball tournaments. And the guy who won was kind of a friend mm-hmm. who was in the right place at the right time when mm-hmm. we were getting things together that year. So it wasn't somebody that I regularly saw. And so I was waiting. He won. And he won. And I had all the money. And normally I would, you know, see the person and get it paid off right away. But this was a person that I was waiting for the next time to see them. And so it was about a month after the tournament. Christine saw an envelope sitting out somewhere. It said B-ball tournament $.
Mm.
But she thought that's been over for a long time. Clear out the clutter. Throw it away.
So she walked up, let out a big nasty fart.
Yeah. And then
James cracked up.
And then I had to pay all the money.
Ah, oh, that's awful.
Christine.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. 430 DGS. Rachel, you want to invite your friend to come in?
Sure.
He's hiding.
Come on in, pickle boy.
Man, he made a bad mistake. I don't even need you to pay me. I'm happy to eat a pickle if it'll make you happy. It will make me happy. Let's eat some pickles. And
oh, now he's stalling because he's getting a phone call.
Oh, we don't need to take any phone calls.
He's on the phone.
I don't care if Steve Moore calls. No need. Come on in. You're fine. Hang up on him.
No, he's still on the phone. Still talking.
Go get him.
I assume you got the giant pickle out of the market.
No, I got the Oh Snap pickle slices.
Oh,
still talking.
Good. Oh, snap.
He's just moving.
There he goes.
He's not.
He's
talking.
Hung up.
He's not talking.
Hi, Dave Murray.
Hello there.
He's hung
Are they
up.
Sweet or
he went the
deal?
Other way?
No way.
To get a beverage, and now he's
that was a total fake phone call.
No, it was a very, very nice lady who I admittedly did not hear a whole lot of what she said because I was listening to you guys get mad about it in here. But she wanted to know how we stay so upbeat in the face of all of the bad stuff. And
wow,
how we play games and have
yeah,
a good
by
time.
Making each other
yeah do yep. crazy
eat
stuff.
Pickles and.
Pickles.
Sue's yeah. owning people and
this
no,
is pickles?
Not oh no
iced cold.
What about that?
This is iced cold.
That's good, right?
No.
Is the expression iced cold?
I have no idea if
no,
it
isn't.
I was gonna say. Before he eats the pickle, yeah. which is definitely going to happen.
Half
can
a
I
you
give,
want it to be cold. You want to keep like get your pickles out of the fridge.
Half a pickle.
Can I give a shout out to young listener Colton? It is his 7th birthday. He was supposed to have a big birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Ah.
I know, but you can't due to COVID-19 and everything else going on in the world. So happy birthday, Colton. His dad, who emailed me, also said he is concerned that since people aren't coming to his party, that people aren't going to know that he's turning 7.
Now
so
they know.
We're Aww. Spreading the word. Yeah. So happy birthday, Colton.
Good.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
It is Colton's birthday, everyone. Recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone send him
Do
a pizza.
Drive-by. Mm-hmm. Drive-by birthday.
Reopen Chuck E. Cheese now.
Dave, what food item would you really have to struggle with even taking a bite of?
Liver.
Never had it.
Yeah, you have.
Isn't,
really?
Yeah, isn't Braunschweiger
oh,
liver?
Braunschweiger? Yeah, you know what? Wasn't that bad.
Ugh. That savored
it. Disgusting.
It is the worst.
Our brains. Brains would be up there.
Andrew's getting ready. He's got his fork.
I want to make it very clear that I don't want to do this.
Pop open the
you
pickles.
You just made it clear in the last segment that you did.
And I'm only doing this because you guys, it's important to you guys.
It is.
And mm-hmm. I like to.
I'm fine with
that.
And
I'm going to eat half of one of these.
Wait, let me be clear. You haven't eaten a pickle before. You just don't like them.
Oh, my God. The smell makes
me want to vomit, and then when I put it in my mouth, it makes me
want to
vomit.
He put that pickle, that one time he put a pickle in his mouth, but he
Let's hear the sound again of that rage.
Yeah. It's in.
You got it, brother.
That was just pickle in his mouth.
It hurts my head whenever I hear that sound. I'm straining yourself.
Are
you
going to puke? I think I might. I'm sweating.
Dude, I've never seen you not sweating.
Why did you say that like Pud Licker?
Dude, you're always sweating.
Dude,
what's the problem?
Dude, I've never
I have enough. Never seen That's you not sweating.
Dude.
Call you Mr. Sweat.
Have you ever stopped sweating just to say it? Till then, I'll assume it.
Maybe you should turn on the air conditioner. Stop sweating.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's crying.
I'm not crying. I'm just.
You look kind of look like
there's
you're
no
crying.
Crying over pickles.
He was rubbing his eyes like one does when they cry.
Just eat it.
Take it down.
It's an snap pickling code.
What if he just sipped a little of the juice instead?
Oh! We should probably go to break.
We can't. It's way too early. We haven't done the weather.
It's super crunchy. Snap.
They're
pickle.
Delicious.
It's dill. It's a dill bite. Yep.
They're delicious.
So here's what's messing with me.
No
here's
brine
what's really
added.
Messing with me. What's messing with me is that there are people in this room. People I know.
Yeah, I love pickles.
That like will eat these for fun.
Yeah, I've had bag of pickles many a time.
My wife will eat a whole pickle. Like she'll just
easy,
like,
brother.
Like, crunch. Like she'll just snap it off.
I'm glad you.
What
were
is
there.
Happening? That's so messed up to me.
Babe, aren't you just glad that I exist?
That's right.
Andrew, the people
I don't like them. My wife will take that pickle.
Mm-hmm, I heard it.
Here's what we're gonna do.
I just ate a pickle.
The people of St. Louis are not getting their weather forecast until you eat the pickle.
He's
eating it.
Come on. He's in. I'm eating one, too. What was that sound? What was that sound?
Chase it.
Did that come through on the mic?
Yes, it did. Chase it with the Sprite if you're stuck
down. I did. Yeah, it's down. It's gone. I can feel it.
I'm still eating.
Oh, I didn't see it. You need
have
to do
another.
The rest of it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, we didn't see it.
Dave didn't hear you. Have another.
Good. Oh, I think everyone heard
it. But he heard the.
That was it. That was it fighting. That was it.
It was fighting?
Yeah, that was it fighting to stay.
Can you feel exactly where it's at right now?
Right here.
Yeah.
It's going right.
It's only about halfway.
That's where
down.
Your intestines are.
Yeah, it's coming. It's where the heart and lungs
passing
and
the heart, yeah.
And stomach, yeah. It's right here.
What if the whole pickle slice got caught in his lung?
So he didn't chew it? You didn't chew it, Andrew?
Did you swallow it like a pill?
Yeah, I swallowed it like
That's
a pill.
That's so much worse than chewing dear. It.
No, I don't think so.
Dude, that thing's coming out whole.
Oh, it's good.
And you know what? That's why I was fighting. The reason I was fighting doing this is because I knew I wasn't going to chew it, because that will make me vomit. And so I was like, I just got to champ this thing whole, and I'll suffer the consequences.
Mm. You make some weird choices, dude.
And it's just so crazy. Like, I watched Tony, he chewed it. He went, art, art.
Yeah, because they're enjoyable to a lot of people.
I just
ate two of them. They're great. They
were
that good.
Andrew, they're food.
That is not food.
Oh, he's drinking it out. Drinking the juice out of the bag. That's pretty.
Yum, yum.
That's
honestly, and I mean this.
Here we go.
I mean,
well, he tried to throw it into his mouth, but he missed.
I respect you so much right now.
Really?
I do. I have so much respect for someone who will, like,
eat pickles.
But not for Tony.
Eat pickles, yes. Look at my face. I'm sweating. I am drenched in sweat.
That's a good point.
Yeah, when Tony did it, he's like,
how come
this
I didn't get any respect?
Sick.
I respect all three of you.
Okay.
Ways to earn Andrew's respect.
Not out of your hand in a pandemic.
Eat
and that you just bit half of.
Yeah, that you just
we
bit
gotta stand
half
up for him on that one.
All right.
Give it a chew.
I'm not chewing it. Brother, I'm
I need one of you to speak into the mic.
It's dripping. I'm not.
You just drank out of the bag.
I can't do it.
Oh, sorry.
I can't do any part of it.
First
day in
the show.
Dude, I mean, I'm pretty sure
he saw it. Speaking in a microphone.
I can't do any part of it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've done so
What's
much
he trying to get him to
he's,
do?
He wants him to chew it.
Yeah, he's got a pickle chick on the end of a fork.
Rub it in your beard.
Here, and he wants
I'll
him
take
to
a bite
chew
of
it.
This. I'll
yeah,
chew
that's
there you go.
Chew it. Chew the rind.
Chew that one.
Oh, boy.
Don't throw up on me, dude.
Chew it up more. No, no. Oh, no. God. Come on, man.
Swallow it.
You can do it.
You got it.
You can
chase
it
with the Sprite.
Okay.
Yum, yum.
He came extremely close to throwing up.
I told you guys.
We might not be out of the danger zone yet, actually. You okay?
We're out of the danger zone.
Okay.
We're safe from the
Sprite today, huh?
Yeah, I love Sprite.
That's an interesting choice.
I love Sprite.
Wouldn't it be worse throwing it up?
Well, no, that was tears. I got a little.
No, no, you motioned towards the.
Well, trash I was going to spit. I thought you were going to spit it out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of like throwing up.
James was coming running. That's all he's getting.
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, play this all for James.
Why are you throwing up, Dad? Why are you throwing up?
Why's your friend throwing up?
Why are you throwing up, Dad? Why is Andrew throwing up?
That sounds like he's like mocking you. That sounds like he's like, come on.
What's that guy on the radio throwing up for, Dad?
Why is he crying over pickle?
So, apologies if you discussed this and I missed it because I was freaking out about the pickle.
Was crying?
Does he like throwing up?
No, he just thinks it's funny when I make
what
it.
What a question.
He just makes it. He just thinks it's funny when I do the.
I don't hate it. I mean, that's a real question.
Tony, does your baby enjoy vomiting?
You don't hate throwing up?
No, I'm like a professional.
Do you like it?
You hated it when you were a kid, though, I bet.
I don't like it, but I'm really good at it.
When you're like, tiny, would your parents hold your long hair up out of the toilet?
Maybe.
We have St. Louis Broadcasting Hall of Famer Dave Murray on the line waiting to give his weather forecast. And Andrew's like, professional thrower up.
I was just thinking your shout out for the seven-year-old birthday.
Yeah.
You know he's listening and he's going,
you better be.
What?
Nah. What am I listening to? 7-year-olds dig this show. Are you kidding me? Talking about poop and throwing up.
Right?
All right, Dave. How about that forecast?
Yeah.
Okay. A segue.
Yeah.
Hot and humid tomorrow. 92. Mm. Maybe a pop thunderstorm, but overall, pretty good day. If you like summertime. Weekend looks good. Saturday, a chance of a pop thunderstorm Saturday, but most of the day is partly sunny. 90. Sunday, partly sunny. 88. Still watching what is now Tropical Depression Cristobal, because it has made landfall in Mexico. It's going to pop back out over the Gulf, come across all the Gulf of Mexico. Going to take some time, and still a chance of a soaking rain for us Tuesday night. Has the potential for 1 to 3 inches, but it also has a potential to spin a little more to the east. There's such a long way to go on it, but I want to keep it on the table.
Good, good. Fine, fine.
Can I say something that's going to make you all mad?
Yes.
It wasn't good.
You like it?
Still it was still the worst thing I've ever had, but I thought it would be a little worse.
It's the worst thing you've ever had.
I really hate
pickle.
Them. The smell of them alone is enough to like.
In your life, it's the worst thing you've ever had.
Well, I think of something worse.
I mean, I've made you
brown
swagger,
liver,
brown swagger.
No, I'll eat brown swagger.
So you'd rather eat the dog biscuit than
never had head cheese? Yeah, because the dog biscuit didn't taste like anything.
Would you eat some of my tuna fish sandwich I brought?
No, because I really hate tuna as well. Tuna's gross to me. No, come on, no.
Tuna and pickle.
We're done.
I have a tuna fish sandwich
tomorrow
with pickle relish in it.
No, I'm
perfect.
That's actually like no. I did the pickle. I did it to
make
you all
happy. Let me ask you a question.
And I'm out.
How bad do you need $100?
I was gonna say I was gonna get my wallet out too.
I mean, I'll take a bite.
I can Venmo you 20.
I'll take a bite for 20. How about that?
Nope. Whole okay. Sandwich.
Okay.
Jay Murray, dang.
Cut his connection.
That's great. A big bite.
A small bite. Uh-huh.
Come on, Squidward.
We're talking my health. This is my
your health.
Yes.
Man. I'm not asking you to swallow cancer.
He eats fast food for every meal, but if he takes one bite of a tuna fish
of
sandwich,
albacore tuna.
It's all going to get knocked off track.
Yep.
I mean, for purposes of me like vomiting everywhere.
On break, we'll negotiate the size, and you can eat it when we return.
Oh no, not today. I did this today. I'm
done
today.
It's the perfect time.
I'm out today.
You're greased up.
I'm finito.
You're ready to go.
I'm finito.
You're ready to take it.
I had a whole pickle today.
Take the Bumstead, baby.
Tuna Bumstead.
$100 for the whole thing.
No. Not the whole thing. I'll take a bite.
$100.
I'll take a bite.
$100, Andrew, just eat it.
Not doing it. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. This is how strongly I feel about this. And Dave Murray, I do not need this from you.
Please. Please. Tell me we have the audio isolated with Dave Murray saying, stuff it in there and swallow it.
Thanks, Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. DJ Ask, Unit Shy, 5 p.m. We have real stuff coming up at the top of the hour, but we're all cabin fevered and drama'd out, so we're just having some fun. Andrew hates pickles, and he just ate one just to make me happy. And the only thing he hates worse than pickles is tuna fish. Go to Facebook Live right now if you want to watch this happen. So I brought tuna fish today. You filming there, Rach?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my lunch. This is the way rich guys bring their lunch in a 1 pound or 1 gallon thing. What did Rach say? I walked in. I have my sandwich in a Scott towel. And I walked in with it. And she goes,
"It's in a napkin."
It's in a napkin.
That's not what happened. Andrew said...
It is. It's in a napkin.
It's in a napkin.
No. Andrew said, "Did you not bring it?" And Dave said, "No, I got it." And I said, "It's wrapped in a napkin." Because you held up this gallon... Hold it up to the camera. He held up this gallon bag, and all you could see was a wadded up napkin and grapes. I don't know anyone else who bring...
Tony,
most people use a sandwich bag.
You puss.
When Andrew asked, "Did you bring it?" and he held it up, that was the answer to the question.
All right, then I'm
and
an
then
idiot.
When Dave asked, "Why did you say it?" You said, "I was explaining it," which, when we're on the air, is the exact right thing to do. But when there's just four of us in here.
The eagle is wrapped in a napkin, copy.
Look, Andrew's brain. I don't know what's going on with him since the pickle. I had to help.
I've offered you $100 to eat the whole sandwich. Mm-hmm. A guy called and said what?
He said he'll come and eat the sandwich. So don't waste your time with an idiot like me. And I was like, "Okay, I'll tell him that." And he didn't know it was me. And he was like, "Oh, sorry."
So if the whole sandwich is $100, I'd say $20 is 20% of the sandwich, right?
Okay, yeah.
You agree?
Okay. My mom is pressuring me to take the 100.
Ooh.
Because she's a bully. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Mom. You're not a bully.
Rich, what do you think? Is that about 20?
I love you, Mom.
Maybe a little less than that, Dave.
Okay, well, I want to make sure. Okay, let's do it this way.
1/5. You want 1/5.
It's like splitting out the
middle part there.
Look at our wipes and our hand sanitizer, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're clean.
There's your man.
Okay. There's so much tuna in that.
What else is in there? You said pickle relish?
Pickle relish, Tone.
Ooh. It's a Bumstead.
Sue, are you watching at home?
Yeah, I'm fascinated. First of all, I hate that this is being done in my area.
This is Sue's
everything's
workstation.
Been done in your area.
He uses your mic all the time.
Andrew, I'm pulling up my Venmo.
Okay.
And I'm getting it ready. I can do 20 or I can do 100.
Mm. All right, I'm gonna make this more manageable.
But I'm
keeping.
I would say that's drawing it out.
I'll send you $4 because I was going to give you 20 if you did the whole hundy.
Here's the thing, Andrew.
That's a $5 bite, right?
I'm riding tuna.
Okay, Sue, you say what you want to say, and then I have something to say to you.
Just kind of close your nose. Okay. Just kind of close off all tasting and just go ahead and chew and make that money.
I've heard that before about plug your nose and you don't taste it.
Yeah, it's really true.
What I was going to say to you, Sue, is that how come you're so supportive to Rachel when she has to do stuff like this and then you're mean to me? But you were supportive, so thank you.
Yes, yes. I want you to get the money.
Here we go.
Go, Rachel.
It's cold.
It's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be cold. Don't panic about the cold.
Seriously, you can just close off.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm shaking the camera.
When you're able to talk, I want to ask you a question.
It's so cold.
Hit me, brother.
It's iced cold.
I just saw. I heard you say this.
Yes, sir.
At break, but I just realized what you were referring to. You washed the pickles. Go ahead.
She's eating it off a giant knife.
You washed the pickles down with Sprite. But when Dave went to go get the tuna sandwich, you said, I'm going to need something
stronger for
the tuna, and you went and bought a Coke.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Do you?
I get that.
It's a stronger taste.
Yeah.
But I will say, when you mix it all together in your mouth, who does?
I would think that Sprite would be a better palate cleanser, though.
I'm having Chick-fil-A for dinner tonight, and I was so excited about food today.
Yeah.
And now here I am. Eating pickles.
I got news for you.
Friggin' tuna bumstead.
I got news for you. I can see it in your eyes. Mm-hmm. You like tuna.
I don't, but I'm
going
for
it. You're enjoying this. You're like Rachel with the brown swagger. You're savoring it.
Sending the money now.
I'm going for the hundo.
No,
Come on.
Dave, he's eating the whole sandwich.
Don't send that money yet.
All right.
He's eating far more than 20%.
The whole sandwich.
Close off the nose.
See, I told you like it. He's enjoying it.
Is he eating that off a knife? Sorry, I'm behind.
Yeah, okay, Sue, I do want to let you know.
It is a Michael Myers murder weapon knife.
Closing your nose does not work because then you can't breathe.
It doesn't work. I know.
No. You don't literally hold it.
Do me a favor.
You just, you know.
It's $100.
Yes, sir.
I'll stick by the deal.
Yes, sir.
Could you put a pickle slice on it?
Okay, so I will.
But not.
I don't want to fight about it because we're running out of time, but. You're moving the goalposts on me, and I want you to understand
Which
that.
Which is why I won't enforce it.
Oh, you know what? I actually, no, because you're...
Yeah, you did drink out of that bag.
You're drinking out of the...
COVID's over.
Right?
Does no one know what I mean?
You're eating that like a pirate.
Sue, I've heard that a million times, but I've done where you don't breathe out of your nose, you just block the breathing.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it works.
I think it does.
Man, I'm about to close my nose, because I like tuna and everything, but it is pungent.
This is your new favorite sandwich.
Andrew, can I tell you a secret?
Yes, sir.
That was Friday's tuna.
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry.
Look at him. He's trying to back me down.
Can you taste
antagonizing you. Don't let it work.
Can you taste the pickle relish? Yeah, yes. How's that treating you?
Well, it's killing the taste of the tuna a little bit.
Okay, well, I guess that's good.
You know what else I put in my tuna?
Good. Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's,
Dave likes tuna.
Dave really, really.
All right,
likes
let's
tuna.
Stop.
Can you taste
stop.
The egg?
Don't really a Krabby Patty with toenail clippings and. Oh, I got you, boy.
Just watching him eat a sandwich. The knife in the mouth is frightening, says Peter.
Go see what they're doing. Yeah.
Go see what they're doing. We're watching you eat a sandwich. It's the only thing more boring than you eating a sandwich.
Don't shake the knife like that, dude.
He's brandishing the weapon.
It's about to slip out of his hands and come hit me.
You know what? Do you feel cool eating with the knife like that? Because I'm going to tell you something.
Yep.
It kind of looks cool.
I feel cool. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
I like the fact that he put a little wiggle into the knife. And Zimmerman freaked out that it was going to slip out and come hit her.
Hey, stranger things have happened in this studio.
This is something that's come up before. Rachel is my friend.
Rachel!
But she doesn't totally trust me with stuff like this. So when I'm wiggling the knife, she's like, "Whoa!"
Look, dude,
I don't trust you when you're brandishing a knife in my direction.
You already got a knife. Just kill the pretty one.
He's almost done.
That thing is dull. It's been in the kitchen since God knows when. He is not going to hurt anybody.
So we almost have to go to break.
Good, Stamp Tony.
Yes, it's like, do it. Cut her.
All right, in that case, toss it my way.
No, I don't mean throw it at her. I just mean he's not going to hurt
himself. Well, the cut itself's not too bad, but evidently there was tuna on that knife, so.
It looks like an egg salad sandwich from over here.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is.
Really?
Yep.
No, it's not.
This really old eggs.
You are doing great, Andrew.
Number one talk show in St.
Did you take
Louis.
It down?
Ow!
It's almost done. We will continue the video on a break.
No.
We have to go to break.
He's got to finish it by the end of this segment.
Come on, come on, Andrew.
He's moving these goalposts.
Just go.
Go.
Just go. In the words of Dave Murray, just shove it all in your mouth. Isn't that what he said?
Put in your, stuff it in your mouth and swallow.
Stuff it in your mouth and swallow. You don't have to take a drink after every bite.
Hey, when she goes to break, deal's off.
I'm sorry, you do have a big knife. God, you do whatever
come
you
on, come on, come on, come on, Andrew.
Traffic.
Steve Moore says, gotta go to break, Dave.
I swear to God, if you go to break right now.
The song ended. Yeah,
Steve Moore says someone's getting fired.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, you got
come on.
You,
Steve Moore says
sorry.
It's
that's
Andrew.
One bite.
Andrew's
one
getting
bite.
Fired.
Two bites, that's one bite. Oh, boy. What's up? What was that? What's
you
going
know what?
On?
I'm just going to move some
what's
plants.
Going on?
Yes.
What's going
not
on?
In my space.
Yes. What's going on?
Throw up.
Talk to me.
Come on.
Talk to me.
Puke.
Yeah.
don't even say
come
that.
Come on. Puke. Yeah, look at that.
It's not down yet.
Baby.
It's not down.
It's
I need
almost
to see
down.
The mouth.
Puke. Oh, my gosh. This.
Andrew, I'm sorry that
yes.
they're treating you like this.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Treating him like, I'm giving him $100 to eat a sandwich.
Take that, caller Tom.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
You're there. You're there.
That's where Tom.
I lied. I don't have $100.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.